With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court on Wednesday kept on hold the latest multi-billion dollar plan from the Biden administration that would have lowered payments for millions of borrowers while lawsuits make their way through lower courts. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The justices rejected an administration request to put most of it back into effect. It was blocked by the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. In an unsigned order, the court said it expects the appeals court to issue a fuller decision on the plan with appropriate dispatch. Last year, the Supreme Court's conservative majority rejected an earlier that would have wiped away more than $400 billion in student loan debt. Cost estimates of the new SAVE plan vary. The Republican-led states challenging the plan pegged the cost at $475 billion over 10 years. The administration cites a Congressional Budget Office estimate of $276 billion. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott says his Democrat opponent deliberately mischaracterized his stance on abortion. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Scott says he's not surprised his Democrat opponent is falsely claiming he's seeking an all-out abortion ban.
Just lies.
The real issue, Scott says, is how pro-abortion today's Democrat Party has become.
They want abortion up until the moment of birth.
Scott says Democrats are now so extreme, it's almost impossible to win even the slightest pro-life concession.
They all voted to say that you could let a healthy baby born alive just die in the corner.
Senator Scott was interviewed by Salem Media. Miami. Bob Agner reporting.
Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro are taking to the streets in an attempt to revive protest against him following last month's disputed election. The demonstrations Wednesday in the capital come exactly a month after the July 28th vote, in which he was declared the winner despite strong evidence that he was not. This is SRN News. Well, the atheists are at it again.
Officials at Wellborn Middle School in College Station, Texas, have forbidden an employee from using a Bible verse in his email under threat from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That prominent atheist group took issue with the school's athletic coordinator for ending his emails with a reference to Romans 1:16. The foundation spends most of its time trying to scour any references to Christianity from the public square and threatens lawsuits if its wishes are not obeyed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals courts cleared the way for Florida to enforce a ban on sex change procedures on kids. The decision blocks a lower court order against the ban while the matter is appealed. The law prohibits kids from being prescribed puberty blockers and hormonal treatments, even with their parents' permission. At least 26 states have adopted laws restricting or banning puberty blockers and sex change operations on minors. This is SRN News. With the unofficial end of summer looming, a lot of Americans are taking that Labor Day trip.
This Labor Day weekend, AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says travel is up 9% from last year, and the TSA is expecting a record-breaking weekend.
We have seen record demand for travel in 2023 and so far in 2024. So the airports have been ready because they've known what to expect.
And she says drivers can expect lower prices at the pump.
You're not paying quite as much as you were even earlier this summer or compared to last Labor Day weekend.
Diaz recommends drivers hit the road earlier in the day and flyers have a plan in case there are issues. I'm Julie Walker.
Yelp is filing an antitrust lawsuit against Google. Earlier this month, federal judge ruled Google violated U.S. antitrust laws and monopolized the market. Yelp filed a lawsuit alleging Google used that monopoly to dominate advertising markets. More at SRNNews.com.